Hello again, Larry Johnson here, welcoming you to Arias and Songs. Lyric Opera of Chicago is once again presenting their annual Broadway musical, and we have a real treat this year with one of the most popular of all, My Fair Lady. The book and lyrics were created by Alan J. Lerner with music by Frederick Lowe. By any measure, Lerner and Lowe were one of Broadway's most successful partnerships, with such hits as Brigadoon, Camelot, the score for the film Gigi, as well as My Fair Lady, which was based on the play Pygmalion by George Bernard Shaw. The story is simple enough. Eliza Doolittle makes a meager living by selling flowers outside London's Covent Garden Opera House. Her needs are modest, and she tells us now what she really wants in life. Here from the original London and New York cast is Julie Andrews.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of coal, making lots of it. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. I would never budge till spring crept over me windowsill. Someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me.
Julie Andrews as Eliza Doolittle singing Wouldn't It Be Loverly from My Fair Lady. Eliza's father, a dustman, drops by. His needs are quite different from Eliza's. They are, shall we say, of the more liquid variety. She gives him money for a drink, or three. The role of the father was created by an excellent British actor of the 50s and 60s, Stanley Holloway. Here he is singing With a Little Bit of Luck.
The Lord above gave man an arm of iron so he could do his job and never shirk. The Lord above gave man an arm of iron, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, someone else will do the blinking work. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll never work. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, to see if man could turn away from sin. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when temptation comes, you'll give right in. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll give right in. Oh, you can walk the straight and narrow, but with a little bit of luck, you'll run amok. The dental sex was made for man to marry, to share his nest and see his food is cooked. The dental sex was made for man to marry, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and not get booked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't get hooked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming luck. The Lord above made man to help his neighbour, no matter where, on land or sea or foam. The Lord above made man to help his neighbour, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when he comes around, you won't be home. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't be home. They're always throwing goodness at you, but with a little bit of luck, a man can duck. Oh, it's a crime for man to go philandering and fill his wife's poor heart with grief and doubt. Oh, it's a crime for man to go philandering, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can see the bloodhound, don't find out. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't find out. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming luck. A man was made to help support his children, which is the right and proper thing to do. A man was made to help support his children, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, they'll go out and start supporting you. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, they'll work for you.
He doesn't have a tuppence in his pocket, the poorest luck you'll ever have to meet. He doesn't have a tuppence in his pocket, but with a little bit of luck, we're going to get up to Icy Street. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit, the luck is moving up. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of moving luck.
With a little bit of luck, we heard Stanley Holloway. It's time now to meet Professor Henry Higgins. He, too, is found outside Covent Garden, and as an expert on phonetics, he's interested in listening to Eliza and how she speaks. He meets Colonel Pickering, a linguist, and Higgins tells him that all he needs is 6 months to teach someone like Eliza to speak properly. The next day, Eliza shows up at the home of Professor Higgins, asking for speech lessons. Pickering is staying with Higgins, and they make a bet. Higgins says he can teach her to speak like a proper lady and get a job in a florist shop, but Pickering says it can't be done. And so begins the intensive makeover of Eliza's speech, manners, and dress. But who exactly is Professor Higgins? Here is how he sees himself, as interpreted by Rex Harrison.
find the moment I let a woman make friends with me, she becomes jealous, exacting, suspicious, and a damn nuisance. And I find the moment that I make friends with a woman, I become selfish and tyrannical. So here I am, a confirmed old bachelor, and likely to remain so. Well, after all, Pickering, I'm an ordinary man who desires nothing more than just an ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man am I, of no eccentric whim, who likes to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. Well, just an ordinary man. But let a woman in your life, and your serenity is through. She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then go on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you. Let a woman in your life, and you're up against a wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind, and so rather than do either, you do something else that neither likes at all. You want to talk of Keats or Milton. She only wants to talk of love. You go to see a play or ballet and spend it searching for her glove. Let a woman in your life, and you invite eternal strife. Let them buy their wedding bands for those anxious little hands. I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be drilling than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a very gentle man, even-tempered and good-natured, whom you never hear complain, who has the milk of human kindness by the quart in every vein. A patient man am I, down to my fingertips, the sort who never would, ever could, let an insulting remark escape his lips. A very gentle man. But let a woman in your life, and patience hasn't got a chance. She will beg you for advice, your reply will be concise, and she'll listen very nicely, then go out and do precisely what she wants. You are a man of grace and polish, who never spoke above a hush. Now all at once you're using language that would make a sailor blush. Let a woman in your life, and you're plunging in a knife. Let the others of my sex tie the knot around their necks. I'd prefer a new edition of the Spanish Inquisition than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a quiet living man, who prefers to spend the evenings in the silence of his room, who likes an atmosphere as restful as an undiscovered tomb. A pensive man am I, of philosophic joys, who likes to meditate, contemplate, free from humanity's mad inhuman noise. Just a quiet living man. But let a woman in your life, and your sabbatical is through. In a line that never ends, come an army of her friends, come to jabber and to chatter and to tell her what the matter is with you. She'll have a booming, boisterous family who will descend on you en masse. She'll have a large Wagnerian mother with a voice that shatters glass. Let a woman in your life. Let a woman in your life. I shall never let a woman in my life.
From the original London and Broadway cast of My Fair Lady, Rex Harrison as Professor Higgins telling us that I'm an ordinary man, or so he believes. We soon see him as self-centered and a tyrant, merciless with Eliza and her lessons. Then, finally, at last, comes a breakthrough.
Quit, Professor Higgins. Quit, Professor Higgins. Here
P-O-P-D, we will quit. Professor Higgins, A not I, O not ow, pounding, pounding in our brain. A not I, O not ow, good sailing, sailing.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it!
Oh.
By George, she's got it! Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that soggy plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Ha
ha! The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Good girl, good girl.
In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire,
hurricanes hardly happen. How kind of you to let me come.
Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that blasted plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain is Spain's name.
Eliza finally achieves proper English pronunciation at last in The Rain in Spain, much to the delight of Higgins and Pickering. We heard Julie Andrews, Rex Harrison, and Robert Coote. Excited by her newfound linguistic triumph, Eliza can't fall asleep. Here, lending an operatic flourish to My Fair Lady, is Birgit Nielsen singing I Could Have Danced All Night.
I could have danced all night.
Birgit Nilsson singing I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady. Now Professor Higgins feels it's time to take Eliza out in public to see how she handles herself and her newfound linguistic ability. They go to the races at Ascot, and here is the lovely, if emotionally restrained, Ascot Gavotte. The Ascot Gavotte from My Fair Lady, as sung by the chorus in the original cast recording. Eliza attracts a young man named Freddie, who finds her both delightful and attractive. He comes to the professor's home, hoping to speak to her. He is told no by the housekeeper. He will wait outside in the street for as long as it takes. Here is George London singing On the Street Where You Live.
Does enchantment pour out of every just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare. They don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live.
Freddie's song, On the Street Where You Live, from My Fair Lady, as sung by bass baritone George London. Well remembered for such operatic roles as Don Giovanni, Wotan, and Boris Godunov. After her success at an embassy ball and a falling out with Higgins, both come to realize that they are no longer pupil and teacher, but in love. My Fair Lady is currently being performed at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Producers for this program are Sidney Gillard and Becky Neistat. If you like, contact me at wfmt.com/Aries and Songs. I am Larry Johnson, hoping you've enjoyed today's program and that you will join me next time when I recall the life and career of the late Metropolitan Opera soprano Roberta Peters here on Aries and Songs.